Hello and welcome to English Shipping on China Business Radio. This is Dong Ying. 大家好，欢迎来到中国中央人民广播电台经济之声给您带来的英语之夜节目。
Hello, this is Paul.
So Paul, today we start from World Expo because it's drawing very near, which will be open on May 1st.
That's right, yeah, not long yet to go.
So here is information about the Shanghai Expo. The success of Shanghai 2010 World Expo will serve as a strategic launchpad for the promotion of the Milan Expo to be held in 2015, an Italian top organization official said recently. Shanghai Expo's role as a bridge for the Milan exhibition in attracting international media attention is crucial. The link is not only in time, but also in the leading theme of two expos.
Yeah, Milan's expo in 5 years' time, the theme is Feeding the Planet, Energy for Life, which is quite connected to Shanghai's Better City, Better Life, in its being a global interest. And the committee from Italy will be in the Italian pavilion at the Shanghai Expo during the whole event, for the whole 6 months, that is, and would give each visitor leaving the pavilion the message, See you soon in Milan.
那么刚才呢提到的就是越来越近的这个上海世博会了。那提到世博会呢，大家可能不知道下一届世博会的举办地点呢是在意大利的米兰。那米兰方面呢也希望本次上海世博会的成功举办呢也会给米兰带来一个非常好的榜样。那米兰2015年世博会的组委会 CEO Lucio Stanca 说呢，上海世博会呢 is a role as a bridge for the Milan exhibition in attracting international media attention.Is crucial. 上海世博会它会做一个非常好的桥梁对于米兰来说，因为呢，米兰将举办下届世博会，希望呢两个城市不仅能够互通有无，同时呢能够为整个世界经济发展做出更好的贡献。Yeah, so Milan's attributes are set to become among Shanghai Expo's leading attractions, including performance by La Scala Opera House and world-famous Italian ballet dancer Roberto Bolla and a fashion show featuring Milan's major international stylists. I've heard that some super footballers, they're going to come to Shanghai and have some kind of charity football game.
Oh, really? Yeah, well, that will add something which will appeal to many younger Chinese people in particular who are real sports fans. They know quite a lot about European football, especially the Italian clubs. Participating in the Shanghai Expo for Italy, it represents a unique chance to pave the way for their own expo in 5 years' time. And it's been described as a sort of relay race between Shanghai and Milan, passing over the baton from one city to the next. And this is why, Italy wants to make the best out of this opportunity. The Italians have said it's important to have first-hand experience in Shanghai, and they'll acquire quite a lot of know-how from seeing how the Chinese authorities operate. So I think Milan stands to learn quite a lot from how the Shanghai Expo gets on.
Yeah. CEO also said a positive turnout for Milan's international image is expected and is an opportunity to boost commercial relations and local economic development. And also Milan was a city with great personality and appeal thanks to its cultural, historical and industrial excellence. Santa said, adding that it was not only the town where genius Leonardo da Vinci lived, but also economic and financial capital of Italy. 那么组委会的 CEO 他说呢，米兰呢不仅仅是非常具有文化传统、历史传统，还有工业传统这样的一个城市，同时呢，米兰呢也是一个经济和文化的首都。And also he said, we look forward to hosting the Chinese pavilion of visitors. We expected China to be one of the most important participating guests. We have a particular interest in China as one of the world's leading global powers.
Yes, and he went on to say that preparations were already underway in Milan. The city wasn't expecting as many visitors as Shanghai would be expecting, maybe just 20 million, but that's still a lot, and certainly impressive for a European country. The expo is also an opportunity for Milan to upgrade its highway and public transportation system, so the infrastructure for these big events gets a boost, and the site for the exposition will be in a strategic peripheral area. which means it's close to the fair district and the international airport, which of course is important. The plan for the Milan Expo in 2015 will be presented to the International Expositions Bureau by the end of this month, and Italians will start the first phase of construction once that plan is approved.
好，我们再来看另外一条跟世博会有关的消息。About 5,000 Bolivian producers and artists will participate in the 2010 Shanghai Expo that presents the country's rich culture and welfare to the world. Also here, the Ministry of Foreign Minister David said that some 4,000 producers from most areas of the country would show up at the expo, including craftsmen and also chefs, and as well as delegations of about 1,000 artists and culture producers.
Yeah, he said that Bolivia will show the arts that the country is famous for, and he mentioned one in particular, which is Chiquitana music.And he added that the Bolivian Pavilion has a total area of 640 square metres. What's that? That's probably equivalent to 8 nice-sized apartments, isn't it? And the leading theme of the Bolivian Pavilion, well, that takes a bit of saying, doesn't it? The Bolivian Pavilion. And then listen for this word. The Bolivian Pavilion is with the millennium wisdom. We will return to the path of balance, according to him. And they're aiming to promote awareness of environmental protection.
那来自玻利维亚的5000多名的艺术家还有制造家呢，他们将会来到上海世博会展示玻利维亚国家的丰富的文化和物产。 Okay, another news related to Expo is that Bamboo made pavilion to showcase Vietnam's culture at Shanghai World Expo. Visitors will have a chance to visit a pavilion which is made completely of bamboo at the Shanghai Expo this year. And the VietnamPavilion itself can be seen as an exhibit because it is the shape of a warehouse and made entirely of bamboo, said Tan, the chief representative of the Vietnam National Pavilion at the Expo in a recent exclusive interview. And the pavilion has an area of 1,000 square meters and is more than 12 meters high.
Yes, and Tan said that Vietnam's pavilion will follow closely the general theme of the expo, in which the country wants to emphasize environmental protection. He said Vietnam chose bamboo as the main material for their pavilion because it's one kind of natural material and it represents Vietnamese people's characteristics. Well, why is that? Bamboos endure and they are firm. Apparently, they need 80,000separate bamboos to make the pavilion, and most of them will be taken from China. At the expo, Vietnam will be introduced to the international visitors as a country of diverse peoples and multicultures.
那我们再来看越南的文化馆。那么越南呢，在上海世博会期间呢，将会建立这样的一个文化馆，就是用完全是由竹子来建成的。那么这种方式呢，也希望展示整个越南的多元民族和多元文化。So they said to the aim, the country will showcase pottery products of the feudal dynasties such as Li and Chuan, and the lacquer products with the pictures reflecting the country and people of Vietnam. And also Tan said the other products made include coffee, handicrafts, and also wood sculpture works.
And did you know that Hanoi, which is the capital city of Vietnam, is celebrating its 1,000th anniversary?And what will happen is that the Vietnamese pavilion will introduce peculiarities, things that are special to Hanoi. That will be a focus. At the same time, Hanoi, in its development as an urban city, it's faced with a lot of environmental issues that need to be addressed to become a better city. Vietnam, the Vietnamese are expecting a large number of people, not only Vietnamese, but also foreigners, to visit their national pavilion at the exhibition. It's also, as far as Vietnam's concerned, special because it's being held in China, a country which, of course, has a traditional relationship with Vietnam. And this year marks the 60th anniversary of Vietnam-China diplomatic relations.So Vietnam has made very careful preparations for the expo in Shanghai. Oh, one thing about the bamboo, which the pavilion is being made from, is easy to catch fire, so Vietnam has cooperated with a Chinese company to produce a fire-resistant chemical which is only appropriate to be used for bamboos. And this is the first time that this will be tried out.
And also to get some insurance. 那么提到这个越南馆呢，今年呢是越南首都河内建立城市一千年的这样的一个历史时机，所以他们呢也希望通过这次的世博会呢能够展示河内的文化和越南的文化。 Alright, now let's move on to another topic. This topic is a little bit sad because it's related to a volcano in Iceland. You know, everybody knows recently a volcano of Iceland just erupted recently because it's stuck a lot of airplanes in the world, not only Europe, but also America and also Asia. And here, economic disruption caused by airspace closures across Northern Europe began hitting pockets of global economy recently, even as disposal of volcanic ash from Iceland allowed some flights to resume. I know that some of my friends just stopped by the airplanes recently and they cannot come back to China, and also they have to stay in Europe for a few more days.
Really?
But when you look at the news, you can see the volcanic ash is on the sky. You know, it's really, really terrible, huh?
And it's also covering a lot of the farmland as well as people's gardens in Iceland, and it's going to harden because of the low temperatures, and it's going to cause a big problem for people to try to clear up the ash whenever the volcano stops erupting, because it's still going on. I saw some news pictures recently, just today, and you can see that the volcano is still erupting.
那前不久呢，冰岛的火山呢开始喷发。那火山喷发不仅仅影响了整个环境，同时也堵塞了全球的经济。那从这次冰岛火山的喷发呢，我们可以看到全球的经济是唇齿相依的，很多像欧洲地区的一些航班呢不得不被延误。经济方面呢，很多的这个像法国的玫瑰，像是比利时的巧克力，同时像挪威的这个鲑鱼等等，这些需要新鲜出口的这种食品或者是物品呢都被耽搁，所以也导致了全球经济一度受到影响。Yeah, so I've heard that some of friends, they've been stuck in New York City, and they think some of the friends with this, why not just stay for a few more days? But you know, the price, the hotel price is really high, and not only them, you know, been stuck in New York City, but also many, many people just been stuck there. So you have the choice, you only have is like a 4-star hotel or a 5-star hotel. It's going to be very expensive.
Well, it will be. Yeah, there's somebody called Scott Kinder, who is the proprietor, the owner of a bed and breakfast in Harlem, which at the moment has been offering to let people stay free of charge. Well, they'll have to pay the bill once the travel restrictions are lifted. Uh-huh. He says, we're not the St. Regis, which is rather a grand hotel, and they're not trying to be, but they can deliver more personal service. Well, I mean, if people have planned a certain amount of spending money, and then they were intending to return on the flight that's been cancelled, I think some of them are being faced with rather hefty, large extra bills, aren't they? Hotel bills in particular. So, although it's very nice, as one person was quoted as saying, well, you know, if you get stuck in New York, you know, it's a great place to get stuck, but you still have got to have the extra cash to keep you going, haven't you? And
yeah.
I think some people who maybe for the first couple of days thought, oh, it's great, you know, we can visit visit the famous landmarks, that such as the, the Empire State Building.
Times Square.
And visit Times Square. Yeah, Statue of Liberty, you get on a boat and take a trip to there. But then if you run out of money, what can you do? Well, I think you can just visit some other sites that don't charge you anything to see them.
Okay, and now let's take a break. Listen to a song, Keep Holding On by Avril Lavigne.
You're not alone, together we stand. I'll be by your side, you know I'll take your hand. When it gets cold and it feels like the end, there's no place to go, you know I won't give in. No, I won't give in.
keep holding on, Avril Lavigne.
Now let's move on to Biz News. 接下来呢，我们听听财经资讯。First one, China sets foreign trade goal over the next decade. 中国制定下一个十年的外贸目标。
A research report of China's foreign trade sector recently predicted the world's largest exporter would more than double its foreign trade volume by 2020. It also called on China to improve the quality of foreign trade sector and to lower import tariffs to promote the nation's trade balance. The report, launched by the Ministry of Commerce, MOC, recently, at the 107th China Import and Export Fair, the country's largest trade fair held in the southern city of Guangzhou,predicted that China's foreign trade volume would hit $5.3 trillion by 2020. Merchandise exports will top other countries and be $2.4 trillion in 2020, 10.1% of the world's total, while imports will reach $1.9 trillion and rank second largest, accounting for 8.2% of the world total, according to the report jointly compiled by researchers with think tanks under the MOC, the Ministry of Finance, and the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences. The report was seen by analysts and officials as a roadmap, which lays out a theoretical basis for the reforms in China's trade policies and mechanisms over the next decade.The transformation of the foreign trade growth pattern has become an urgent requirement for China in the post-crisis era, said Vice Minister of Commerce Zhongshan. Weighed on by the global downturn, China's foreign trade contracted to a three-decade low in 2009, with total volume down 13.9% year-on-year to $2.2 trillion. Huo Jianguo, director of the Chinese Academy of International Trade and Economic Cooperation, CAITEC, under the MOC, said the financial crisis has revealed a series of substantial problems hidden behind rosy figures, as the nation's foreign trade has been expanded in an ineffective and imbalanced way, or at the cost of environmental pollution.Analysts said the downturn had prompted China to adjust its export structure and shift focus on high-end manufacturing, energy-saving and environment-friendly industries, and developing modern service industries.
Second one. Africa coming through crisis well. This is according to International Monetary Fund. 国际货币基金组织称非洲顺利度过金融危机。
Africa is coming through the global crisis well, with an expected economic growth of 4.7% in 2010, said the International Monetary Fund, IMF, recently. Sub-Saharan Africa has weathered the global crisis well, and its recovery from the slowdown in 2009 is expected to be stronger than following past global downturns. Its growth is projected to accelerate to 4.75% this year and to 6% in 2011, said the IMF in its latest World Economic Outlook report. According to the report, the region's quick recovery reflects the relatively limited integration of most low-income economies into the global economy and the limited impact on their terms of trade, the rapid normalization in global trade and commodity prices, and the use of counter-cyclical fiscal policies.In South Africa, the biggest economy in the region, its economic growth is projected to 2.5 in 2010 and 3.5 in 2011. South Africa's growth will be tempered by high unemployment, tight credit conditions, and the recent strength of the rand, said the IMF.
Okay, that was today's Biz News, and now let's move on to BBC Learning English.
Feifei, do you know which is the happiest town in England?
The happiest town in England? I'm not sure, which one is it?
Listen to this description.
It's a really, really beautiful town. It's the largest town in Dorset. It's got 7 miles of beautiful beach. It's really, really close to other places of interest like Sandbanks, which is great for water sports, or Christchurch, which has hundreds of years of history and a beautiful priory. It has some beautiful gardens. It's really, really nice for walking, and it's a nice small town. It has some great little shops and lovely people.
Ah, I know the answer. It's Bournemouth.
Well done. It is Bournemouth. Hello and welcome to On the Town from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil.
大家好，我是冯飞飞。在今天的节目当中，我们要给大家介绍被评为英格兰地区最快乐的城市，位于英格兰西南海岸的著名旅游度假胜地波恩茅斯。
Debbie from Bournemouth says it's the largest town in Dorset.
波恩茅斯是多塞特郡最大的城市。
It's got 7 miles of beautiful beach.
Beach.海滩、沙滩，著名的7英里金色沙滩是人们放松紧绷神经的最佳去处。
And it's close to lots of places of interest, like Sandbanks, which is great for water sports, and Christchurch, which has hundreds of years of history and a beautiful priory.
Places of interest, 旅游景点、名胜古迹 ，Sandbanks, 沙堤、沙丘 ，Water sports, 水上运动 ，Priory, 小修道院。
Bournemouth also has beautiful gardens, interesting little shops, and most importantly, lovely people.
在波恩茅斯除了可以看到七英里的金色沙滩和清澈蔚蓝的海水之外，我们还可以在绿树成荫的花园和公园中散步。爱逛街的女同胞们还可以在这里找到应有尽有的大型百货公司和独特精致的小精品店。当然，最重要的还是波恩茅斯热情好客的居民。
It's got a really interesting history. It's only about 200 years old, but it already has about 175,000 people living there. It's famous for its really clean spa water, which made it really famous in the 1800s when kings and queens and really wealthy people would travel down and stay in hotels.
Debbie says Bournemouth is only about 200 years old, but it already has about 175,000 people living there.So is that a lot of people, Neil?
Well, yes, for a seaside town, that is a lot of people.
就英格兰来说，有着17多万人的一个海滨城市已经算是非常大的了。
Kings and queens and really wealthy people used to travel down to Bournemouth for its clean spa water.
波恩茅斯早在19世纪的时候就凭借它干净清澈的泉水，吸引着皇室和极其富有的贵族来这里休闲度假。
It's a lot more laid back, there's a lot slower pace of life. Just generally being by the coast, it's a much more relaxed place to go. There's lots of things to do which involve sort of outdoor sports.
There are a lot of things to do which involve outdoor sports.
Outdoor sports, 户外运动。
There's loads of boat sports, there's football, volleyball, just any kind of group activities people do on the beach. People just come down and do whatever they want. And it's just a really nice place to come any time of the day.
There's football, volleyball, or just about any kind of group activity people do on the beach.
Volleyball, 排球 group activity, 团体项目。在波恩茅斯金色的沙滩上，除了可以看到躺在沙滩上做日光浴的朋友之外，还可以经常看到各种各样的沙滩运动。
Well, if you fancy a trip to Bournemouth, make sure you check out the beautiful 7 Mile Beach.
大家来波恩茅斯的时候可别忘了，一定要去七英里的金色沙滩瞧一瞧。Thanks for listening and see you next time.
See you.
Okay, and that was today's BBC Learning English. And that's the end of today's show. We're going to wrap up today's show with a song, Thank You by Dido. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
京时间22:59，中央人民广播电台经济之声，让你永远领先一分钟。
Cookie 经济学，
欢迎来到 Cookie 经济学。今日查点：本身违法 ，illegal per se。司机只要测出血液中含有酒精，就会被认定酒后驾驶，其违法的原因并不在考虑范围之内。这种根据行为判定违法的条款就是本身违法。在美国，本身违法广泛应用于反垄断法，企业只要实施了法律禁止的垄断行为，不管动机和后果如何，法院都会直接判它非法。
瑞士一波路表为您准点报时，浪漫时刻